You know, I had a thought, and it kind of flashed through, and it kind of went away. Let's see if I can resurface it. Let's see if I can bring it back to the surface and roll up these windows. So I was thinking about how Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And how that relates to the eternal now. And I was thinking about how, what happens when something hits you and makes you worry about a situation that's going to happen tomorrow. If Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow, tomorrow will take care of itself. What about all those situations where you're sitting there worried about something that's going to happen tomorrow? You might have to go to work. You might have to go to court. You might have to meet up with some business partner and had a problem. You might have to meet up with somebody you had a problem with, or somebody owes you money and you're worried if they're going to pay, or the power bill's due, or whatever. Power bill's due tomorrow. Whatever it is. And it's a big issue, but the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. That's what Jesus said, right? Do the lilies of the field worry? Do the birds worry? See, this is the mindset of a hunter and a gatherer. Hunt and gather. The mindset of the hunt and the gather, right? I don't know what's causing me to cough today, but because I really don't cough until I start talking. It's the weirdest thing. The hunt and the gathering. It's just today. So if you apply that, you know there's food everywhere. You know, if you go out in the woods, you can eat the weeds, you know. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to have that mindset. The devil and his system doesn't want you to live in the now. They want you to worry about tomorrow, you know. So what happens when some kind of system player tries to make you worry about something tomorrow? How do you deal with that? When you think about who Jesus is God. You think about what he said, don't worry about tomorrow, tomorrow take care of itself. And you just believe it. And so when something comes up to worry you, hand it over to God. Let's say you need some brakes. You need some brakes on your car. Lord, I need some brakes. Now, does that mean you just sit there and don't do anything? No, you do something to accomplish it, but you don't worry about it. That brake issue came up with me a couple months ago. A month and a half ago. I thought, man, I gotta go get some brakes. I already knew it. I should have been prepared. I should have pre-cut it. But I had so many things going on. Especially winter time kind of stops the flow. You have to get ready for winter, you know. You have to survive in winter. But I could have created a flow even in winter time, but I kind of got lazy. It's my own fault. But so I knew this place that changed my oil one time they inspected my car. So I said, let me go over there at lunch, and I said, let me see if they do brakes. So I drove over there. I said, I need my front brakes done, because I had already got the back done. I said, I need my front brakes done. The rear brakes I had to take as an emergency to the Ford place. It cost me. It was just, I don't even want to tell you how much. It's embarrassing how much I paid there. So I went over here to this guy and said, I need some brakes, front brakes. He said, what about the rear? I said, I already got them done. I said, can you do it? He said, yeah. Pull in right there. I said, how much is it? He said, $150. So I did it. It was instant. It was on my lunch break. Got that done on my lunch break. Now, come on. There was no cars in line. There was no. As soon as I pull up, he says, yeah, let's pull it in over here. He said, pull it in right over here. On my lunch break. And I was worried about it the night before. So I said to myself, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to call. I went to three places. I called three places, and I went to two places. And there was a backup. The line was long. There's a waiting period. I went over this guy that did my inspection and went right on in. God made a way of escape and he opened the door, right? Because that's how his universe works. If you walk by faith and you stay in the flow, that's how it works. Like right now, I'm going to work on something. I actually made the wrong turn. I'm going to work on something. And I don't know how I'm going to do it right now. And this is how it is with everything that I do pretty much when it comes to remodeling. Now, once you've done it a few times, it's easy. This is something I've done it, but it's been a long time. And I'm trying to set it up a different way. I'm trying to set up my... Actually, here's what I'm trying to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to set it up some way. I just go with the flow. So I don't take my water spigot that's out in front of the house, and I want to strap it up and raise it, the spigot off as far off the ground as possible. There's some brick above it, but it's in the past. It was just brick underneath it holding it up, you know. So I don't want to, I want to raise it up as far as I can and then hook some kind of hose on the bottom of it so that you don't have to bend down to the, and have the spigot to where it'll have two cutoff valves, right? So it'll have the cutoff valve coming out of the house, and then it'll have a cutoff valve above where you can just use the water hose without having to bend down and every time you want to use it. Down to the ground and grab. I want a fast connection, you know. But I also want to set up a system where when it gets cold that it doesn't freeze and burst, you know. And so I'm not sure how to set it up to where maybe I have, like when it's wintertime, when it's below 32 degrees, I could have like a drip right there. Have it dripping, you know. But also don't want to drip it too much to where somebody slips and slides and gets hurt. So I'm trying to figure out a good system for this where I can have a drip, but at the same time, have two cutoffs and wrap the hose up, make it look nice. It doesn't even sound like a big deal. I know it's not a big deal, but I have no idea how I'm going to do it yet, so I'm just... It's taking a step of faith, you know. There's got to be something already prepared. Somebody's already thought about this before, I'm sure. I haven't even Googled it yet. I'm sure there is a solution already. Because whoever designs the water spigot coming out of your house, they've already prepared a system. I already know that. And the reason I'm working on it is because this weekend I'm going to try to do it. Create my own concrete walkway, but I'm going to mix the concrete with some dirt because I'm trying to save money. I've already Googled it. Dirt, sand, and concrete should be enough mixed together for a walkway. It doesn't have to be super strong, but as long as it works, that's the main thing. It's trying to save money, you know. Instead of 50 bags of concrete, I'm trying to do it with 10, you know. Concrete doubled in price. Used to be $3, now it's like $6. It's just ridiculous. It's insanity. Inflation. But speaking of inflation, it's all a debt money system. It's all a scam. everybody's going to have to go back to the old ways, I guess, the cobble houses, cobblestone houses, or the mud houses, or the mud huts, and all kinds of ways to build without spending a lot of money. There's new technology. There's this new technology where the underlayment, you just roll it, and it has self-adhesive stuff on it, and you just roll it out. Then you put your shingles on. My point is, if you can save labor, labor is money, right? So the new technology can help you save labor. Because you could be instead of spending all your labor remodeling, you could be working, you know, making money. Back to what I was saying. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. How does that apply on your daily walk? Well, Jesus is the eternal truth. And everything that he says is eternal truth. And if you don't understand it, all you have to do is ask him. Ask, knock, seek. Seek and you shall find. And so the eternal now, the eternal truth applies now. No matter what time frame you live in, 2000, 1900, 1400s, 2500s, 3000, whatever year, whatever decade you're in, it's still in the now. Don't worry about tomorrow. And it could be somebody could have agoraphobia. What somebody will say, what somebody will think. The agoraphobia is not applying that principle. It doesn't matter what people think or say or whatever, if a person has that. You get the job. You're out here to get the job done. You're out here to make it happen. You're out here to go get your groceries or whatever. But how does the eternal now, don't worry about tomorrow, making it happen, getting it done, living in the moment, how does it all relate to your day-to-day activity? That's the question. And the answer is really simple. If God knew the problem would appear, God knew the solution before the problem appeared, and it's true because everything's a projection of what happened at the cross. God made a way of escape before the foundation of the world. And the Bible even says, God will not put more on you than you can handle. He will make a way of escape. And what does that mean? The word escape has the word cape in it. Cape is a covering, so he's got you covered. He already knew what was going to happen before it happened. He already knew your situation as a child, where you're at now as an adult. He knew the consequences of all your decisions and choices, all the possible consequences. Because he saw the whole thing. From the beginning to the end. And so this life is nothing more than a faith walk and living in the moment. And if you live in the moment, you have the momentum. M-O-M-E-N-T. The moment mindset is the momentum. Same spelling. When you live in the moment, you have the momentum. Moment. When you live in the moment, you have the momentum. Just head towards your destination and watch the doors open as you flow in the moment. Each moment, a new door will start to open. And this is not pie in the sky talk. This is reality. The the faith walk is reality. The doubting Thomas is not reality. That's a pessimistic worldview. That pessimistic worldview is not reality. Reality is the faith walk.